This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. SNAP recipients in Colorado should see full November benefits in their accounts starting as soon as today. The state says it's working to get the money out as fast as possible now that the federal government has reopened. Around 600,000 people in Colorado rely on the SNAP program to afford groceries. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will no longer work on a recovery plan for gray wolves, the Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports.
This would have been the first almost national recovery plan to look at all the threats to gray wolves and come up with ways to address them. But now the Trump administration says it won't do that since it's, quote, no longer appropriate to list wolves on the Endangered Species Act. They're listed in most of the country except Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and part of Utah.
The agency seems hell-bent on, again, removing wolf protections.
Colette Adkins is with the Center for Biological Diversity.
All this progress that we made during the last administration towards pushing for a new recovery plan appears to be lost.
Her group plans to sue over the decision, which she says signals a future wolf delisting. 25 conservative congresspeople recently urged Fish and Wildlife to delist. More than a third are from our region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
Aurora's mayor says a leftward shift on city council after the November election was not a surprise. Mike Kaufman says increased polarization trickles down.
And so if you look back historically, particularly when one party has all the levers of power in Washington, D.C., there tends to be a pushback. I think with this president, there's even a greater pushback towards that. So that correction now in American politics goes all the way down to the local level.
The Aurora City Council will now have a 6-4 progressive majority. It's unseasonably warm in Colorado today, and that is the case into the weekend. I'm Dan Boyce. You're listening to CPR News, and it's 7:06.